Blog Talk Radio.
Your host, Chanel and Beretta L. Welcome to Diamond Talk Radio. Happy Wednesday, everyone. We're in the midst of a beautiful season. We are closing Gregorian time, this decade. And we're entering the seven-year tribulation starting 2012, which is 2020, which is the real 2012, the end of illusions. And 13 love and seeing the veil. Today we're going to be talking about frequency. We have a special guest on tonight's show. Melanated Prince, Ancient Sun on Instagram. Check him out. Rapper, entrepreneur, more. Get his album now, Mystic Navi, on Spotify. Follow him on Instagram. Keep it locked. We're also leaving the last full moon of December of this decade that occurred on the 12th of December, and we're entering a solar eclipse, the last new moon, which will be from the 25th to the 26th. They like to call that a portal. Life is what you make it. And I truly believe during this time, this winter solstice, I've been keeping up with this ritual for a couple years now. Every time, every year, it's getting better and better because it's deep within my heart to harness my energy during the mainstream holidays of. And I truly believe when you do that, you have 10 times more energy to put towards something that you're going to see 10 times fold, 100 times fold from. You're redirecting that energy back to yourself instead of to this system that when they put these holidays out here, it's to drain our energies. So when we harness it during these times, we have more energy for ourselves and the things that we truly love and we want to manifest. So winter solstice is from December 20th to December 24th. And what happens is, set to stop in the sky for 3 days. This is a symbolic story as well to the death of Christ. He died for 3 days, and on the third day he rose again. With the sun in solstice on the 25th, it starts moving back towards the equator, allowing us to have more hotter days ahead of us because the planet is heating up. I was live earlier and I did a couple of these things. But again, it's Monday and it's the 23rd. About to the Ancient One, 13th Sun, Earth Strong today. Show us all the progress that came and showed us the way, gave us information for our soul, to nourish our souls and to uplift humanity, to get to know ourselves, because our identity is, our history is the key to our identity. And right now is the time, even I am getting new codes right now, to really start deep into our ancestral history, because it's the key to our ancestral estate and how the promised land, so to speak. So on the 23rd, today, the sun has stopped in the sky, still right now, peace. Being still right now and reflecting and observing and just using your energy to better yourself and project what you want for the new year. A simple way to explain this type of ritual is something like a New Year's resolution, what some people do, but we're constantly striving to be better every month, every day of the year. The 24th, these mainstream holidays, again, a lot of people are very busy, so I was on live earlier, and I know a lot of people have work today, as I was saying, and they're just very distracted and caught up in buying presents and just getting ready for the Christmas, for this mainstream holiday. And we have a goal on Diamond Talk Radio. Diamonds Are Forever Holistic Resort Retreat is a sanctuary in the world. We are already building. Build, and they would come. But this resort retreat is private, and it's to help build and maintain vibration. And it's not ordinary. It's not ordinary. This is metamorphosis. It's time, diamond beings. As I was saying earlier, we're reaching a goal of $500 today on GoFundMe. Check out the link in the bio on this show, and also Diamond Talk Radio on Instagram. Be a part of slavery of a system. We see AI take, especially come 2020, and Terminator. Shout out Sophia Stewart, because she is the original writer of The Matrix and Terminator. So she's an elder as well, and she showed us a lot through those movies. And right now we see robots playing a predominant part in society, and it's becoming more and more surreal when we look at what's going on the news and the media. It's a joke. We can't programmed like this anymore. It's time for us to get back to ourselves and to have a safe place where we can space, where we can be ourselves without this low vibrational energy grid. So winter solstice frequency is the topic I wanted to get more into on a couple episodes ago with a special guest, Melanie Prince, but I never got to elaborate with him as much as I wanted to. I really love this topic, frequency, because it really goes far and wide. Everything is frequency. So frequency. And this is why I love speaking with active Moors. I love the presence of with active Moors, because they really understand the metaphysics behind this whole illusion. And on the episode when I had when we're talking about frequency, he said frequency is how frequent you do things. We take a look at how a person carries themselves, speaks, carries out their day-to-day life on a regular basis. It determines what frequency you're on. Those who know me know that I've been passionate about this mission for a very long time. I've been consistent with this passion because I think this is the only thing that matters. And we really need to start giving our energy to what really matters, the future of our children, the future of future generations, period. This atmosphere is dying off. And Diamonds Are Forever Holistic Resort Retreat, we are building a whole new, we're helping to build a whole new world, because we see the world is starting to move towards, they're starting to see the evil that has put on us over all these years, down to the food, the water, that we consume, and how this type of stuff could be prevented, but it seems as if it's being placed like this on purpose. And this retreat is changing the world around you. So when we change the world around us, within us, to the people who need it. And it's so important, again, to get to know ourselves. Now, if it changing you, or is your frequency changing your environment? Ways, your environment can change your frequency, or your frequency can change your environment. And then this question comes where, are you even strong enough to protect your energy and protect your frequency? This requires boundaries. Boundaries in the most alarming way. I've seen a lot of people, and I've experienced a lot of things where if only proper boundaries were set, things wouldn't have happened the way they did. Certain energies are not allowed to be around each other because it's like oil and water. It doesn't mix, so therefore there needs to be boundaries. This is like the analogy of a hypergravity chamber. Are you strong enough to withstand that low vibrational force? This low vibrational force that we are in, we're in a energy grid right now. All cities on the planet, and our ancestors knew that where all these cities are now, multiple ley lines run through these cities. It's very high energy in these cities, as you can see. But it's just more deep than what meets the eye. Diamonds Are Forever, Diamond Dreams 13 is innovation, changing the world around you. I was saying, like, what's life without peace? Gotta have peace in order to enjoy life. Have you ever experienced bliss? Bliss is a biological, emotional compound that we tap into when the melanin reaches 13 vibrations. And the powers that be know this, and that's why we've been kept away from it. But the truth is coming to light. So we match our energy field it belongs to bring whatever we want, bring more bliss. We are constantly being attacked by this energy field, whether we know it or not. For watching TV, the biggest attack is through light and sound. Light and sound is attack. And the ones that control, that made this TV, this this weapon of spiritual warfare against us, they know that. And how humans can be programmed through sound and light. Get rid of your TV. Get rid of that. And get back to nature. Get back to self. Up remains the common thought to withstand this hypergravity chamber. Or this, it's this low vibrational chamber. This hypergravity of low vibration, low frequency. Remember, I was speaking on the energy force field around different cities, especially with 5G technology. 5G, this is not new. There's so much information out there now how dangerous 5G is. When we connect the dots, 5G, to this low vibrational force field, we see that it's directly connected to keeping down our vibration. So it's really up to us to gather our gas or ether from within us to build a pyramid around our own pyramid. Coming from the inside out, protect. We space and time travel through our minds. This allows us to see different perspectives, have different experiences, and truths. Different experiences are obtained through the balance of our mind. It's so important for us to be able to grasp different perspectives. Otherwise, we can definitely get stuck, not knowing where to go, not knowing what to do. A clear mind is essential to managing our frequency. So we take this time, winter solstice, times like this, especially during other mainstream holidays, and take this time for ourselves to clear our minds. So we know what we want and what direction we're going in. This is Diamond Talk Radio. And we have Melanated Prince on the line, I believe. We have a caller. Taking callers now. Greetings.
Hi.
Greetings. How are you?
Good. My name's Debbie, and I was listening to your call about Well, listening to you talk about lower vibrational and how to be able to stay in it, which today I did not do good.
What happened today, Debbie?
Well, I work at a job and I use protection and do different things, and it just wore on me how, aggressive people, the people I work with were, and I just, one little thing happened, I guess a bunch of stuff, and I started crying because I just did not want to be with, I called it rolling in the mud with pigs. That's what it felt like. And I just, why do I even have to do it? I would like to be with more of my own tribe. And I've been in this job for like going on four years. I felt like there was a lesson I was learning. I was told I was holding space and I'm learning spiritual warfare. But it's exhausting, and I didn't remember signing up for that. So I was told there's a vortex under the space that I work at, and it makes sense to me. But it's like you just feel like it's never going to end, this battle, and it's tiring.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. Lost in this world, especially if we don't take any time for ourselves. And this is why I try to beat it heads to the people around me, that I need my time in solitude and I need it alone during these times of draining energies like these mainstream holidays that we're in right now. And it's right. Not just a holiday, it's work, it's school, everything is taking us away from ourselves. And it's so important for us to have time for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I was mostly by myself yesterday. I had a day off, and I felt really good. And I went back. I always forget. Everyone's like, "Why do you always forget?" I always forget, because once I'm in a blissful state, it's like hot air hitting, cold air. It's just like, wow, okay. And the people that I work with don't really care for me either. I've tried to make, I've bent over backwards. I've given more than I should. And, knowledge and help and information, and they just take advantage. And you think I would learn, and I just, I know I do it with a good heart, but it is a very, very negative atmosphere. And I do okay most days, but today I did not do good. And I'm just disappointed. I'm disappointed in the people around me, and I'm disappointed in myself that I let my boundary down.
Mm-hmm.
And the city I live in is New Orleans, which is really tough right now.
New Orleans, shout out New Orleans. What's going on there?
I mean, we've been having a lot of shootings. That hotel collapsed. There's just when I first started at the building that I work in, it's a tall building. And it's Christmas, so you got to realize it's retail on top of it. People were jumping off the building and they stopped. And someone said there's 3 light workers in the building. So, I felt honored that someone said that I was learning this information. But then around me started getting crazy, like the building itself, except for the people in it, But it's on a vortex right at the Mississippi River.
Mm-hmm.
It's right by the water.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I guess if you think of something I can, well, taking time for myself is very good advice for me. I forget because I'm a giver.
But it's coming to a time, it's coming to a time right now where the planet is heating up. And hell is empty. There's a lot of lower dimensional beings making their way on the planet. And through these and the powers that be, they know where these ley lines are as well.
Yeah.
Because they built things over it. Like when you look at New York, the Central Park,
mm-hmm.
over there, they the Pope did a walk through certain points. The Vatican, the ley line. So it's like they conjure up, demons are being conjured up right now, and the planet is getting crazy. So it's getting to a point. It's not going to be easy to maintain a high vibration because oil and water doesn't mix.
Right.
Out here, we have to set ourselves apart. And if we can't right now, we should make a plan, a blueprint to set ourselves apart.
What do you mean by that? Like, almost isolate?
More like surround yourself with people that think like you, type of thing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's about jurisdiction as well. We have to keep completely continue healing ourselves until we are completely set apart, because we're all mixed up out here. We're not all the same.
It's true.
It's there's
so
a
true.
Lot of
and there's nobody
evil
like
people
me.
Out
like,
here.
Yeah. Even like you, I used to like Facebook just to look at pictures. Now there's just some awful stuff on there. Animal abuse, people, you know, children abuse. I'm like, what am I even doing on this, you know?
Yeah. And it's the same thing with a lot of social media sites. And you look at Instagram and there is an explore page, and it's just a lot of random distractions and a lot of low vibrational distractions as well. And me personally, I like to always see information and learn new things. And the people that I come in contact with, especially in social media, so that I'll only see those type of things. But Facebook and Instagram is owned by David Rockefeller's grandson.
I can imagine that.
So there is a lot of things that are going on behind the scenes that we don't know. And it's mainly our fault because we are told what's going on, but we want what we want, and we want it right now.
So true.
For the New World Order, George Bush Sr. said that he's not going to force the New World Order on us. We're going to want it. And we see it right now. We want all the hottest name brands. We want social media. We'll tell our whole life story on social media. And we're just doing things that is not nourishing our souls.
It's so true. Do you think it's good just to maybe have your own businesses, like
definitely.
Reiki and healing work, that kind of stuff?
It's needed because we're coming upon an imminent collapse of the system right now. And right before the Great Depression of the recession, they were advertising to buy your gold. And we see all these commercials now, they're offering cash for gold. Gold and silver is the only real currency.
Mm-hmm.
The fiat, the paper, it's not real. And because there's no gold or silver backing it, and the private bankers, they own the money. It's not even publicly owned, so they lend the money to the government, and the government has to pay them back in taxes. So that's why we have to pay taxes now. This was never the case before. We had full control Congress had full control over the dollar, and now we don't, because it's in the hands of private bankers. A lot of people are starting to see the trickery, and they can't keep up even with their own lives anymore. The system is about to crash, and having your own business, being self-sufficient, self-sufficiency is what Diamond Talk Radio is pushing. Diamond Dreams 13, okay. If we are not self-sufficient, we're going to find ourselves left behind. It's very important. Connecting nations through commerce.
Do you recommend any kind of businesses that you think are going to survive?
Well, the most self-sufficient businesses, I think, is agriculture, just resources. Necessities, the biggest currency on the planet, I believe, is food. Because without food, money means nothing.
Right.
So if we start growing our own food, and food is poison, water.
Yeah.
So if we just take that responsibility, just start self-governing ourselves, and agriculture, Diamonds Are Forever, diamondsareforever.ca, we have holistic supplements and just more organic fabric clothing, organic cotton, so that we can contribute to the environment, and it's to help to maintain our vibration. Just anything to uplift humanity. It's a business. Because these are the things that we're going to need when everything collapses.
Okay.
It's,
I'm starting to learn like different modalities and things, spiritual modalities. The only thing is around me, I'm worried that people won't want it, you know?
Yeah. Everyone needs healing in some way, shape, or form. But the sad truth is, most people don't want it.
Okay.
They don't want healing. They're so comfortable. Right. And that's all they know. All they know is pain and trauma and just that routine of destruction. And anything outside of that, it's foreign. And they look down on it. It's sad, and people like us with hearts would kill ourselves to help people that don't even want help.
Oh, yeah. And I've been there already, you know? Sacrifice myself and someone, they don't care. They'll take your good intentions and just keep on moving.
Yes. Imagine if we took all that energy and we redirected it back to ourselves. We'd be living light, walking the planet. The kingdom of heaven's inside of us.
Yeah. I just forgot it, you know?
When you're very empathetic, when you're an empath, you're very empathetic. Easy to confuse someone else's emotions for your own.
Yeah.
So when we forget, it's not that, but we're so connected to emotion that we think that what other people are feeling is our emotions. And it's so natural for us to want to help someone, especially if or we think we can.
Right.
But there's no more time to waste right now.
I get that. Yeah, when I was helping someone, I thought, you know, we were being a team and all this, and then I was like, man, was I fell for it again and again and again. But I'm not embarrassed because I cried. I know everybody thinks that's the worst. I don't really care. It's such a release, you know. I cried and, oh, yeah. But it was just very timely. I tuned in and I was like, wow, okay, this what you're talking about is me right now. And you.
Don't be so hard on yourself. Don't be hard on yourself. Right now, we are relieving an old decade and we're entering a new one. Don't be hard on yourself. We're still healing, but we're crystallizing at the same time. Don't forget to pay attention to chemistry and to love yourself, because we're like 90% water, and water holds information. And the things that you think and the things that you say to yourself, your body will remember.
Yeah, I'm just going to tell you, I know it's not right. So I just feel dumb because I fell for another person, like helping them. And they were helping me, you know, we were kind of looking at, and then they turned on me and I was like, because it's not the first time, you know, that's what I felt dumb about. Well, they did it to you before, though, you know, it just took a little bit longer this time. I was like, I guess you're right.
Betrayal is something. Betrayal is like a big, big thing to starseeds. Because 90%, like our surroundings is like 99.999 empty space. Like, and so is the sun. There's a lot of things going on around us that we can't see. So when we experience things like betrayal and just painful emotions and stuff like that, that's outside of our control, that's meant to kind of from ourselves and make us forget who we are and distract us and make us feel like helpless. That's what this world is here for.
You know what? I couldn't explain the emotion until you just said it. It was betrayal. That is what it was. It was betrayal. Thank you.
No problem. Just when it comes down to, with me, I always, what helps me maintain my vibration is fasting, and I love tea. I drink a lot of tea.
Me too.
And I'm into herbal energetics, clinical studies. So when...
What's herbal energetics?
So there's a lot of different herbs out there to any problem you have. So...
Wow.
What I do is I make different formulas, and there's a lot of popular ones. Parasite cleanses and stuff like that. Things to kind of assist your body, whatever works the best with your biochemistry. This is very common. The glands in our bodies are clogged up. Pineal gland, all that stuff. Cleansing the blood is another thing. There's a lot of good blood cleansing herbs out there. Just beautifying to help hear better, for your nervous system, everything. So there's like a lot of herbs out there to help you in different areas, because our biochemistry is really energy, and the true medicine is herbs. Herbs is the healing of the nations. So we look at carbon, because all life is carbon-based, not chemicals, stuff that's made in the lab. So that helps me maintain my vibration. But find a ritual for yourself, something that gives you life and power and passion. The return of the sun's electromagnetic field comes back every morning at about 4:30, 5:30 a.m. a lot of people, very successful people, healthy people, balanced people, they get up at this time so they can take control of their day instead of them. With a ritual.
I didn't know that.
So they might go swimming, they might go running, they might read, get all their work done, whatever that might be. Or, you know, any type of ritual that gives you power and passion and makes you feel good. Feeling good is the most essential thing before starting your day.
Okay. I usually listen to music, too.
Yeah. High vibrational music, mostly.
Okay.
Like jazz. Jazz is stimulating. It stimulates the brain waves. So I listen to a lot of jazz music. But again, music is great. There's a lot of low vibrational music out there.
Yeah. Do you like, I like tuning forks too.
Tuning forks? That's cool. I haven't done that.
I just now got into it, and I really, I don't know, I feel so good when I do it. I've never, maybe at a different time, it wouldn't have been good for me, but it's good for me now. I just love it.
That's amazing. There's also other techniques where, I don't know of the techniques, forgive me, but it's like, the whole with the bowl.
Oh yeah, the singing bowl.
Yes, and that seems, I think that's healing. I have a couple brethren that they do those clients, and it's like a healing form. So I think that's why you feel so good with those tuning forks.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna learn how to use them properly. You know, so I can do it myself. But I just love them. Oh, goodness. Thank you. I'm so happy that we got to talk.
Thank you so much for calling. We're live from Canada, so
I want to keep listening, too.
Definitely. Follow us on Instagram. I don't know if you have an Instagram, but it's Diamond Talk Radio. On Instagram.
Diamond Talk Radio. Okay.
And you could follow this channel on Blog Talk Radio. Since Are Forever. Blog Talk Radio / Diamonds Are Forever.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Debbie. I look forward to hearing from you.
Absolutely. Again. Thank you.
We are actually trying to hit a goal for this episode of 500 on GoFundMe. Anything helps, but this basically goes towards a resort retreat. Diamonds Are Forever is a private retreat. It is already in the making, and it's to maintain vibration. Ordinary resort retreat. It's a mark for metamorphosis, because it's time for us to start a new form and getting back to ourselves and being a child of the Most High in our power. So when you get a chance, you can check out the GoFundMe and the link when you get the chance.
Okay.
And anything else, thank you so much again for calling in from New Orleans and for listening to Diamond Talk today, Debbie.
Thank you.
I look forward to hearing from you.
Absolutely.
Have a good night.
You too. Thanks.
13 love, peace. Yes. So that was our wonderful guest from New Orleans. Debbie, thank you so much again for calling in. We got callers from all around the world. One time We had a caller from Russia, and one of our last callers was from Arizona. It's such a good feeling to connect with like-minded people that they have a love and a passion and they're connected to divinity and to truth. And they always want better things for them, only for themselves, but for the world around them, because we see the chaos that's happening in the world now. So 13 love, just love, love, love to everyone on this journey. It's so important that we encourage each other and we keep assisting each other during these times and helping each other maintain each other's vibration. I mean us not pushing out negative energy. Like for me, I put negative energy. It's like I feel like a bee that just stung someone. I might die. Like, you know, it's not a good thing. But when we have support around us that are like-minded, we don't feel alone, and it maintains our vibration. It reminds us not to lose sight of who we truly are. Don't do anything stupid. Don't do anything you're going to regret. Don't go down to low vibration, low frequency. We all may stumble, but as long as we get up and keep trying, because our heart determines where we go. On our heart, and certain energies are going to come together regardless. Thank you, everyone that has been supportive of diamondsareforever.ca. Thank you, all beings that are on the path. Happy winter solstice. And check out previous episodes. Me, because we're building a whole new world around us. And we're definitely never going to stop. You're going to keep going with this. And continue growing within ourselves, getting back to ourselves, getting back to nature, and healing ourselves and knowing ourselves. The kingdom of heaven is inside of you, and you also find it. Have a good night. It's the 23rd of December. We'll be back after the eclipse on the 25th. For another episode, take this time to feel out the energies of this winter solstice. Be in bliss. Good night. It's the Diamond Talk Radio, 13 Love. Greetings, it's your host, Chanel Abretta, back in the building because we have a guest, Melanin Prince. We wanted him to call in and elaborate on frequency because he's a rapper and he's opening. He has his Lifted and Gifted where he's starting to produce and taking clients to produce their music and create more music. And I think that he's a good person to have on the show to elaborate more on frequency, because I was actually really fascinated with the hurts, the different frequencies of hurts, and how they use it in music. And all music was changed from a certain hurt to another at a period in history not long ago. And then we noticed a vibrational drop in frequency on the planet. 90s or the 80s. But we can tell music has changed from like 80s and 90s music. You feel the vibration. It's good vibration. Then we have a lot of mumble, retro, mechanic type of music now, not real instruments. And I was just speaking to Debbie from New Orleans that jazz music is very stimulating to the brain. Stimulating the brain waves. And if you're riding with me, you're going to have to listen to jazz music. So I really wanted Melanin Prince to elaborate more on their hurts. But I think that we're going to have to schedule another time to elaborate on frequency. But that's okay. It's perfect, actually, because I love this topic. I love the topic of frequency and vibration, because everything is frequency and everything is vibration. And the upgrades that I speak about in the introduction for this show, Diamond Life, is upgrades. I'm talking about DNA upgrades. Upgrading our DNA. And that's what I actually meant to let with, you know, sometimes we feel overwhelmed with the low vibration and the people that they just won't change. And the thing is, we can't lower our vibrations anymore to help people anymore. We don't have any more time to waste. They have to come up to meet us, and that's where boundaries come in. Let them know that you will not to help them anymore. You'll give them your hand to help them up, but just be very careful, because this world is really wicked. You help the same person that will go look for everything you offered them somewhere else when you are the original of that source. So anything that they get afterwards will be nothing but that's their karma, and I think that's something that everybody has to learn on their own. But we're experiencing the winter solstice now. Frequency, where our frequency is at right now. Using this winter solstice as a time to harness our energy so we have a lot more energy. for our times ahead. Yay, I think we have Malnated Prince on the line. And DNA upgrades. The last episode I did is called DNA upgrades. And I was just talking about things that we can do to upgrade our DNA. I've been upgrading my DNA for about 5 years now. Plant-based, herbalism, agriculture, just getting back to nature. So it's easy for me to tap in and upgrading our DNA and maintaining our vibration. Chlorophyll really helps. And again, tea. I drink a lot of tea. Chlorophyll is the cousin of melanin, so that will upgrade your DNA. We're going to go into a call right now. Greetings. Greetings.
Peace. What's going on?
Then, peace, hey. Knowledge. Introduce yourself once again.
Well, for now the second time, I am Melanated Prince from Dallas, Texas. Musician, entrepreneur. I own my own multimedia company, and also a little mystic on the side. But that's basically it. To keep it simple.
So good to have you. We had a caller earlier from New Orleans, Debbie, and she was just...
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was actually elaborating on her experience today with maintaining her frequency and experiencing betrayal in the workplace and feeling like that she's surrounded by pigs. she's around pigs rolling in the mud, and she's just like... just felt so... down.
Yeah.
And that's where her frequency is. That's where her frequency is. Questions like, what should she do? Should she start her own business? Absolutely. What can she do to maintain her vibration? What do you do in those type of situations?
First you must realize that you're in a situation. Because you can't really get out of something that you don't know that you're in. So self-realization is key. And that's the key to, like, really inspiration. And the inspiration is the driving force that makes people want to go and do something or build something or have their own ideas. And, like, all that comes, that's how I see as a byproduct. It's like it comes, like all that comes with self-reflection or self-realization. So she needs to go inside herself and see her own flaws. Like, I can't sit and point and say things that she's doing, because I honestly feel like everybody's supposed to get whatever they're getting, because everything is a lesson learned. But that's just me, so... I would say once she is in a situation and a condition in life happened where she has a moment of self-reflection and self-realization, when that happens, I assure you, she going to do the right thing. But I don't know. I just can't say anything. So my thing is self-reflection. Self-realization. Mm-hmm. Well, both of those are kind of the same. They coincide.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as her frequency, though, as far as frequency goes, or the tunage, I say tune because as human beings, we all have something in us that can automatically detect when something is in harmony or harmonic or demonic, as I said. If it's in order if it's supposed to be as it is, then we sense harmony. We have a sense of beauty in life. It's not just a random chaos matter. But things that are not in harmony or not in tune, we can sense that too. If someone plays a bad key on a keyboard, it makes us feel bad. We can kind of feel what the sound and the vibration in the air is doing to us. So in the same way, it's like that. So her tunage is going with her inner tunage, that which drives her subconscious mind. It's her own active thoughts. Whatever she puts her mind to, whatever anyone puts their mind to, in your mind, you're going to automatically attract that vibration, and it's going to become easier to think like that. And the more you think that way, everything that attracts whatever is in that thought ball, or like whatever that thought consists of, everything in the universe is going to bring that in. So if she comes to a point where she believes she can do it, then she will do it. Because will is the power to do something, is to be able. It's that I can. It's not that I don't know, I can't do it. See, that's a low vibration. That's what we call doubt in the mind. These are just different words to say the same thing. That's why I'm more open about it, because I can kind of see. It's like, to me, people fight over steam, ice, and water, but it's all H2O. It's all the same thing, just at different states. So I don't care what folks call a certain term. My thing is, do you understand what I'm saying or not? Because the key is in the understanding. The understanding comes in the heart. It's not a physical thing.
It's like, not a language. It's vibration.
Exactly. There you go. There you go. It's an energy thing. It's an inner side. And G is in the God, too. The God force. It's an energy thing. And that energy is in your heart. So we can feel it in our heart. It's the same as I said, an instrument, a string. When someone plays it, we can automatically, we don't even have to think. We don't do anything. It's just something we inherently have through the cosmos. We can just feel when something is not in harmony. We're like, no, that sounds ugly. Then they change it up. They find the right notes to hit, the right things to say, the right stuff to do. This is where our forms of rites or our rituals come from, what a lot of people don't understand about true religion. But that's another topic. But it's used to actually raise your vibration or your spiritual awareness, in a sense. But anyway, so it starts in a thought. Your thoughts, whatever you think, that is your vibration. That is your energy. That is your source of life power that you put out. Because everything that you do to express yourself, if it's done consciously, that means you thought about it. So if you plan to do something, if you had intention to do something, if you had motive to do something, that means you use willpower. That's a spiritual force. That's a higher thing than just doing something at random or just reacting to stuff. A lot of our people react to stuff, and that's why they enslave themselves into a low vibration, because they don't know that they're in one. Once you're conscious, you kind of know it, so you consciously do stuff on purpose. Like in certain areas, there are people who whole families, they ate pork and everything. When they learned something, when their thoughts change, when they start to think about other stuff, the reaction happened. What happened? They started to act different. They started to change their rituals. They started to get more structure, religiously. Nope, I'm not going to eat this. I'm not going to get all people do that get more spiritual. It just means you get more disciplined. That's actually in the scripture. Wisdom is the spirit of discipline, but most people don't know that. So you can tell the ones that real or not because they change their life. Their lifestyle changed. Their way of life changed. I don't care if you call whatever it is that made you feel inspired, God, Jesus, Zach Z, Dundu, Bo J. Hey, as long as the energy, the words, that's the illusion. Words are empty. Even you speaking, you already know that it cannot be the infinite being because you first, you just said a word and that's already being contained. So words can't describe that which has no name.
Mm-hmm.
The names itself are just expressions of a people and a time and a culture, and it has a meaning. So in certain languages, it has a meaning to it. Jesus, in the Latin, Roman, comes from the word justice. And I don't mean J-U-S-T-I-C-E, which it does mean that, but that's the English word. It means J-U-S-T-U-S. It's a Latin name, justice. And there was a lot of people called that, Justice Jesus, and it's spelled the same. But that's in the Roman culture. And all it means is law. It means right. I mean, it means right. That's what Jesus means. It means law. So if the law or your rights to be free to live, the word live and life is really the same word. That V and that F was interchangeable, and it's the same word, actually. And just anyway, I don't want to stir off topic. But the point is, I understand what it means. I'm not being emotionally attached to something because I don't have to be because I understand it. People that really don't understand things, they have to be attached to it with emotion because understanding comes from reasoning, and that takes willpower. It takes an actual experience. In order to understand something, you got to become one with it in some shape, form, or fashion. The way we, as an example, become one with things spiritually and mentally, we meditate. We sit in silence. And our mind and that divine creative power within it, that's automatic. It's automatic. It'll just start doing stuff on its own and start to reach and expand and do stuff, but it won't get to that part unless you first calm your senses down because your senses is in the way. And your thoughts or your mind or your heart can't do its natural ability, which is create itself. Because it's a piece of God in you. And that's why you just made up this whole show. Look at that God in you right now. You just created something that didn't exist. You just brought something into the world that didn't exist prior to you. So therefore, you are, in a sense, a little creator on earth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, creator.
So, see? Shout
and
out to the Father, as they call him.
I'm a mama, a dark matter womb that holds all life within. Constantly creating.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's everything that is. But that's not
yes.
the same thing as we call Father. That which what
yes.
the mother is and what the father is, they are one in essence. There's no such
mm-hmm.
thing as either one of them. It really
mm-hmm.
don't exist like that. But in a mm-hmm. physical, because we're on a physical plane, everything has to be dual down here to have a balance because it's a chaotic
yeah.
force. So the balance is the yin and yang. That's the manifestation of God. It's not God itself. It's not two because that means it's divided. The vision is just an illusion. It's like looking at yourself in a mirror, and the mirror is your mind. And the mind was always, the mind represents the mother, basically. That's why she's the womb. That's why the seed of thought is always implanted in the womb. And she's always twofold. That's why she's water and she's earth. She's emotion, and she also has a material nature. The word mother, matter, that's the same word. It all comes from the same root, moot, which in the ancient Egypt means land, the earth. It also meant mother. It, matter of fact, moot is actually two words. It actually means motherland, because it comes from mu or ma, which means mother, and then the ta, which means the land or earth. So it can mean earth, mother, or mother of earth. Whatever it is, it's a divine thing, and it also, and it always represented the actual mother, like the one who bears a child on earth. So that's
sorry,
the
ancient. Sorry, Melanie Prince. I think that the episode's gonna end. I'm not sure. I was just given 90 seconds. But
you should have stopped. You should have said something.
No, I wasn't sure because it's giving me a different time here on the timer. But we'll be back again.
Yes, ma'am.
We'll definitely be back again. Maybe tonight. I just have to straighten this out or we'll book another. Thank you again so much for calling in, and Debbie as well.
Yes,
I was actually just letting her know to keep upgrading. Is there anything you want to say before we leave?
All I would like to say is everybody stay true to who you are and don't let the world dam you up. Don't let your river stop flowing. And your river is just your life energy. That's just your force. That's just your breath. Like, anxiety, restriction, confusion, any low energy, just know that that's not who you are. So don't let it be attached to you. Don't let your actions come from being sad. Ignore that. Be your most greater self and watch what happens to you. That's all I want to say.
So much. 13 love.
13.